I will call this special meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order. Present are myself, President Greer, Commissioner Veronica Figueroa Velez, Commissioner Gunlock, and Commissioner Schultz. Are there any recusals or disclosures at this time? Hearing none, we will proceed to our orders of business, beginning with the election of officers. First on our agenda is the election of the Police and Fire Commission president. I would accept a motion for a nomination at this time.
I'll make a motion.
Yes.
I would nominate that President Greer serve another term.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that President Greer serve another term. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. Now that President Greer's name is in nomination, are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to elect William Greer to the presidency of the Police and Fire Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that William Greer be elected to the Madison Police and Fire Commission for another term. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. We will move on now to the election of the Police and Fire Commission secretary. I will take a motion or nomination in that category.
I'll make a
And
motion for Veronica if she would be able to.
is there a second?
I can second that. Veronica, and I guess we'll wait for discussion.
It's been moved and seconded that Veronica Figueroa Velez be nominated as the vice president of the Madison Police and Fire Commission. Is there any discussion?
Just to clarify, secretary, as we don't have
Secretary.
a vice president.
Okay. My secretary, pardon me. Make that correction for me, Michael.
But vice president of our hearts.
Vice President of my heart. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
I'll accept.
Go ahead.
Excellent. Hi.
Aye.
Veronica?
Aye.
All right. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Now I would entertain a motion to elect Veronica Figueroa Velez to the office of Secretary Fire Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we elect Veronica Figueroa Velez to the post of Secretary of the Madison Police and Fire Commission. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries. Well, thank you for your support, everyone. And I think that once we get a new member on, we'll be cooking with gas, and perhaps we'll be able to establish ourselves as a complete body in the next month or so. Moving on to department discussion items. Is Captain Patton with us?
I am here, President Greer.
Yes. And what is the item you bring to us today?
We have actually seven now candidates for consideration to be added to the 2024-25 eligibility list. Those materials have come over previously, the photo board and the bio profile of those candidates. There's one candidate on your list, James Pierce. Who has accepted a different job offer, not in law enforcement, but a different job offer, and is no longer in consideration to be added. So it's just the seven candidates to be added to our eligibility list.
Is there a motion for this item?
President Kerr?
Yes.
I would move approval of the seven candidates as presented in the packet of material for the eligibility list.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the seven candidates that are listed in our packet to the Madison Police Department's eligibility list. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries. Captain Patton, anything else?
That's it for us. Thank you so much for today's meeting.
You're welcome. Our next item is for the fire department. Is Assistant Chief Bavery with us?
I am, President Greer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. And please tell us your item.
So we just completed what we believe a successful apparatus engineer promotional. So Chief Carbon would like to recommend four successful members that made it through the process. We started with six candidates. We had one that did not show up after filling out the application, one that was not successful in the first step, the written test. But these four were able to make it through the written test, the over the road test. And then they had two operational tests as well. One was fire engine operations, and the other one's ladder truck operations. Pretty significant operation process that we've had in place for some time. And so he would like to recommend these four members be approved to the eligibility list of apparatus engineer. The four names are Kevin Crutchton, Aaron Alexander, Jamie Holum, and Brian Bigansky.
I just want to clarify one thing. I don't believe we do eligibility lists for promotional appointments. Assistant Chief Bailey, are you looking at having them approved right away, or what's the timing?
So yeah, I apologize. I thought we had to have you approve the eligibility list itself. So we they probably won't get promoted till after the July 8th, and with the holiday, we thought we had to speed things up. We did have Mary Schaff already do a file review, so we can definitely bring those names to you on the July 8th meeting, if you
okay,
wish.
Okay, so just to clarify, so we do have a multi-step process for approval of promotion. So the first would be bringing forward the preliminary recommendation. It sounds like that's what you're doing tonight, or excuse me, normally we meet at night today. Yeah. So we've got that. And then in the interim between the preliminary recommendation and the approval, we have a commissioner review the files, and we did send out that request with the holiday. I was confused. I thought you were indicating that you were looking for an eligibility list so that, you know, let's say there's not an opening until December for one of these positions, that you're looking for approval now to have that person go in December. But it sounds to me like it's actually something different, that there are openings now. And so on July 8th, if approval is given, they will go into those spots.
If they get approval on July 8th, we'll promote all four of them on July 21st, I believe, is the start of that pay period.
Okay. So I think, you know, so we're on track then. So I know, Commissioner Schaaf has reviewed those files. So then on July 8th, we would have the report of personnel file reviews, and then we would take action at that meeting. So the purpose of today is to give that introduction or preliminary recommendation. And then, so we don't need to take action today in terms of an eligibility list. Rather, at the July 8th meeting, we'll have the personnel file review reports, and then we would look at taking action at that July 8th meeting.
Great. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Assistant Chief. I think we will move forward with this item on the 8th, meeting on the 8th. Any other comments or questions from anyone? Okay, in that case, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I just got a quick thing real quick, sorry.
Sure.
I'm not gonna be able to make the 8th, just so you guys know. So it conflicts with work.
Okay. Is everyone else able to make it so that we have a quorum?
Yes.
Yes.
That's July 8th?
Yes.
So we should have a quorum.
Yeah, I do. I'm up below.
All right. Good. Final motion?
Motion
move to adjournment. Oh.
Is there a second?
I'll be the second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn today's meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.